And it's 9 minutes past seven. This is Morning Ireland and Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
Education costs feature in two of today's lead stories. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the line that a major row has emerged in the coalition after the Fine Gael leadership was blindsided by an announcement from Fianna Fáil Education Minister James Lawless on Sunday that the €1,000 reduction in third level fees is to be axed. Sarah McGuinness quotes sources close to Taoiseach Sir Simon Harris saying that he was incredulous over Mr Lawless's comments. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner reports that parents can expect to face a hike in voluntary contributions as cash-strapped schools struggle to plug funding shortfalls. A funding shortfall of a different nature generates the lead story in the Irish Times. Niamh Toohey has a story about a house hunter who wanted to buy under the Help to Buy scheme in a new development in Newtown Mount Kennedy in County Wicklow. The house in question was a show house priced at €525,000, which is €25,000 above the Help to Buy threshold. When the buyer contacted Cherry Fitzgerald, the selling agent for the scheme, they were offered the option of a split sale, where €25,000 allocated for flooring would be paid separately, which would allow the buyer to qualify for the scheme. A spokesperson for revenue says that developers who fail to provide revenue with the correct purchase price are liable for a penalty of €3,000. Sherry Fitzgerald, meanwhile, says that it has launched an internal investigation into the incident. Gaelic football coach Rory Gallagher has initiated a High Court action against the GAA and its president, Jarlett Burns, seeking a claim for damages and an injunction restraining anyone from the GAA from inducing clubs not to hire him as a coach or manager. The action is on foot of Jarlett Burns' intervention via email in Mr Gallagher's appointment as a coach with NACE earlier this year. A story is carried on the front of today's Irish Independent. The Irish Sun leads with the prison sentence handed down to 25-year-old Calvin Dunn for the manslaughter of 29-year-old Dylan McCarthy in August 2022, who died after the accused kicked him in the head outside a pub in Monasterevin in County Kildare. The criminal investigation into Kneecap and Bob Villain's performances at Glastonbury on Saturday receives coverage on the front of the Irish Daily Star. And the Irish Daily Mirror leads with the arrest of a 42-year-old woman in connection with the murder of 27-year-old Sarah Montgomery in County Down on Saturday. Police are also continuing to question a 28-year-old man who was arrested on Sunday. Some of Sarah's friends are interviewed in today's Belfast Telegraph, meanwhile, talking about how much the mother of two daughters had been looking forward to giving birth to a baby boy later this summer. The Irish News leads with an interview with Eugene Reavy, who has written a book about how his family-owned construction firm was forced to pay protection money to the tune of £1.35 million to a UDA gang leader during the 1980s. And finally, there's a story in today's Independent about a technical error in Norway, which resulted in thousands of people being told that they'd won the lottery. The error occurred because the code, which was manually entered into the system, was multiplied instead of divided by 100. One woman who thought she'd won the equivalent of €160,000 says that she'd started celebrating before she heard the bad news. It was a very fun minute, she's quoted as saying.
Fiona, thank you very much. It's 12 minutes past seven.